Which bird is the firebird? Well, this the story here. This is the story of the firebird. Okay?
Where is he?
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you the story. So, the firebird, scene one. It was a glorious September day and the Prince Ivan was out with his friends. Yeah, I think that's Prince Ivan. They were exploring an overgrown forest when somehow he lost the others. Wait for me, he called, but no one heard. Ivan shrugged. With the sun warm on his back, he was happy to wander. In the distance, wisps of a bonfire smoke curled into the sky. Ivan could taste them in the air. After a while, he came across a high stone wall, and curious to see what lay behind, quickly clambered to the top. Can you see the wall, Amelia? The high stone wall?
Yeah.
Beneath him lay a magical garden with rambling roses and statues entwined in ivy. In the very middle he saw a tree, its spreading branches heavy with shining golden apples. Beyond the garden, protected by huge iron gates, stood a magnificent castle. Can you see the castle, Amelia?
Yeah.
What colour is it?
Pink and silver.
Golden. It's pink and gold, isn't it? Ivan gasped. This is surely an enchanted place, he thought.
Wonder who lives in this castle.
Leaping from the wall onto the mossy grass below. Next page, Amelia.
This one is this too.
Oh yeah, look at that. Who's that beautiful, beautiful ballerina? As he landed, there was a flash of brilliant yellow above him. Ivan glanced up. Swooping through the trees was a magnificent bird with feathers like flames. The firebird? Ivan wondered. He'd heard many stories about this magical creature, but he'd never thought he'd actually see her.
Is it this one?
Yes. Ivan held his breath, standing completely still as the bird danced from branch to branch. She's so beautiful, he thought. Picturing her moving silently, he hid behind a statue and waited. With a sweep of her glorious wings, the firebird flew down onto a pile of leaves. Ivan sprang from his hiding place and caught her in his hands. The firebird struggled, but Ivan held her tight. Shh, he soothed. I won't harm you. I just want to show you to my friends.
Is that him?
Hmm. No, the firebird shook her head despairingly. You'll be well cared for, Ivan promised. You'll eat the finest food and live in a cage of gold. But that will harm me, the firebird cried. If you keep me locked up, I'll die. Her dark eyes looked pleadingly at him. If you have any pity in your soul, please set me free. Ivan looked at the splendid bird. He could feel her trembling in his hands. I cannot keep you if it means your death, he sighed. He throwed wide his arms and let the firebird go. To his surprise, she didn't soar away at once, but stayed, hovering beside him. Thank you, Prince, she said. You didn't have to set me free. Now I shall repay you your kindness. Bending her head, she tugged a feather from her chest and held it out to Ivan. Gently he took it, admiring the way it glowed in the late afternoon sun. The firebird stretched her wings and rose into the air. If you're ever in trouble, she called, just wave the feather and I'll come. Thank you, Ivan began, but the firebird had gone, her tail streaming behind her like a fireworks trail. Ivan carefully put the feather in his pocket and turned to go when he heard voices. Slipping behind the statue again, he watched a group of 12 girls creep through the gates that barred the way to the castle. At first, their heads... But as they came deeper into the garden, their spirits seemed to lift. They were followed by the prettiest girl Ivan had ever seen. She seemed to glide among the statues like a princess. But though she smiled at her companions, her eyes were sad, and she didn't say a word. Ivan's heart began to beat faster. Who was she? Next page.
Who are these?
Don't know, we'll read the story. Laughing and chattering, the other girls began to dance. Two of them plucked golden apples from the tree and began to play catch. They were so taken up with the game, they didn't notice Ivan coming out from behind the statue. One of the apples flew in his direction and he jumped up to catch it. The girls stared at him, moving protectively around their silent companion. Ivan quickly bowed, offering the apple to the girl. She bombarded him with questions. Who are you?
Hmm? Are the girls these?
No, these are... These look like... What do they look like to you, Amelia?
Mushy, scary, naughty men.
Scary, naughty men.
Where are the girls?
Well, let's find out what this says in the story. So what did the girls say? They said, "Who are you? What are you doing here? Don't you know this garden belongs to the wicked sorcerer Catchley?" Cast blankly. "It's not safe here," a soft voice broke in. It was the beautiful girl. "Castchi hates visitors. If he finds you, he'll turn you to stone like the others." She pointed to a statue. "Please, go." "And what about you?" Ivan asked her. "Why are you here?" "Castchi captured the princess when we were walking with her," one of the other girls explained. "Now he holds her prisoner, and we shall not leave her." "Then neither will I," declared Ivan, gripping his dagger. "It's no use," said the beautiful princess. "He can't be defeated. Save yourself." A mournful bell tolled six times as she was speaking. "We must go," she cried. Lifting their skirts, the girls ran through the gates. Ivan dashed after them, but he was too late. The gates, covered in twisted lethal spikes, stayed firmly shut. A flash of thunder and lightning in the lit sky.
Is that the gate?
That's the gate, yes, I think so. There was a crash of thunder and lightning lit the sky. The gates burned red hot and Ivan jumped back, blowing on his blistered fingers. With a second crash, the gates burst open and a crowd of demons swarmed out. That's what they are, Amelia. They're demons.
What do they do that's naughty?
Well, they had mean, pointed faces and vicious horns. One smiled cruelly, revealing sharp, dirty teeth. Their gnarled hands with gruesome talons reached for Ivan, clawing at the air in front of him. Ivan ran, darting among the statues, but there was no escape. The demons snatched at him and held on hard.
Are they going to make him...
But the demons, who each had the strength of 10 men, just held him tighter. Finally, exhausted, Ivan slumped to the ground and a long shadow fell over him.
Daddy.
Yes, Amelia?
Do they do naughty things to ballet dancers?
They do.
What do they do?
They squeeze them tight till they can't breathe. Demons.
What do the demons squeeze them tight and then make a spell to make them dead?
No, they don't do spells. They just squeeze you tight because they're very strong. And then what happened next? Ivan looked up to see a fierce man glaring back at him. The man's face was lined with wrinkles, the skin hanging in folds around his fleshy nose. His thin lips were pressed together, and his eyes were as black as night. A cloak, so old it was more green than black, flared around him and sparks flew out. "Castchi," thought Ivan. "It's Castchi."
What, him?
Yes.
What, him?
Yes, he's Castchi. Now, what's happened? The sorcerer brought his face close to Ivan's. "Trespasser," he so much, "you shall stay in it." Castchi started to chant, and Ivan shivered as an icy wind sprang up. A tingling began in his toes, followed by a cold, leaden feeling that spread over his feet and crept up his legs. Panicked, Ivan tried to move. He was stuck fast. Just then, a shower of golden sparks flew from Cassie's cloak, and Ivan remembered the Firebird's promise. By now, the chill had reached his arms, but with an effort, he pulled out her feather. In an instant, she was there, beating Cassie back with her powerful wings. As she soared over the garden, the demons and Cassie were entranced. Entranced. They were looking at her and they were spellbound.
What's that? Spellbound.
Well, it's when you see something that's so beautiful you can't even move because you're around. Okay?
But why they've got funny faces?
Because they're demons.
But why they've got faces like this?
Because they're demons. That's what demons have faces like. And the demons were forced to follow her in a jerky dance. Stop her, the demons howled, but Cassie was powerless. She kept them dancing until, with great sobs of pain, they collapsed. At last, Cassie himself dropped to his knees. Ivan raised his dagger, ready to plunge the glittering blade deep into the sorcerer's wicked heart. That won't kill me, Cassie sneered, gasping for breath. The Firebird nodded. It's true. Keep his soul Daddy. Outside in his...
Daddy.
He keeps his soul outside his body.
Daddy.
Yes, Amelia?
Well, I think this is where the king and queen lives.
Okay. The Firebird said, he keeps his soul outside his body. It's in the blackened tree stump at the far corner of the garden. Go quickly, Ivan, she begged. I can't hold him for long. Ivan raced down the garden to return moments later with a large egg that gleamed like a pearl. For something so evil, it looks beautiful, Ivan observed. He raised it above his head and the egg turned rosy pink in the setting sun. No, Cassie screamed as Ivan brought the egg crashing down.
Who's Cassie?
He's the bad guy, this one. Ivan brought the egg crashing down.
What's he going to do?
He's just watching while Ivan does something with the egg. Okay?
And what he's going to do, like that's, what's he gonna do that's bad?
I don't know. We have to read the story, Amelia, otherwise we won't find out what he's going to do. Okay? So, no, Cassie screamed as Ivan brought the egg crashing down. Its shell smashed into a million pieces. And thick green slime oozed out. You like green slime, don't you, Amelia?
Yeah, what? Where is the egg?
I can't see a picture of the egg. At the same time, a cloud of evil-smelling smoke billowed up, and everything went black.
Is that his sword?
That's a mast.
What?
He's a sorcerer. And I'll read you the rest of the story tomorrow.
Dad, this is hard.
Right, you're going to say goodnight.
Daddy, there's only a short story.
Say goodnight.
Night.